Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
It's my time to fly. It's my time.
Morning. Welcome to another gleam of hope. This is your girl, Minister Kim, family and friends. I know you are so happy the sun is out because I'm so ready to get my coat in the cleanest and in storage. Last week's show, He Did It Just For You, was a great show. Why? Because you showed up and said, you said it. I had to pause because guess what? Last week was Passion Week. Passion Week. Amen. Our Jesus went through so much for you and I. So I thank you with all of the planning, all the things that you had to do, preparation for Resurrection Sunday, you stopped by and you received your gleam of hope. So we thank you. We thank you from our hearts to yours. We say thank you. This week, we have another gleam of hope, one with our family and friend, Darlene A. Anderson. If you missed any of Darlene's guest appearances here, guess what? You can archive the show or like us on Facebook, The Morning Glory, IVO Hope, to catch up with what Darlene is doing. We don't want you to miss any of her messages because they are really powerful. She is blessing us over here. That's why we keep inviting her back. Amen? So, and let me say, just because we have not invited you back, it's not because you didn't do a good job here, a great job, an awesome job. It's just your schedule. Your schedule. You're busy. But for Darlene, she has been busy. And guess what? She's doing her thing. And I just thank God that she paves the way and makes time for us. So, I feel special. You should too, family and friends. This week's discussion is about empowering today's aspiring entrepreneurs. Did you know exploring avenues of creativity to find your passion is likely the quickest route to increase your chance of launching a successful business? The question is, where do you start? Does it originate from a thought, a dream, and later turn into one's passion? Darlene A. Anderson will share with us the opportunities and the importance of reconnecting to your dreams. How? By way of keeping your dreams alive. How many of us know that it's important to keep our dreams alive? Well, if you don't know, you're going to know today. This is what we do. We provide you with a gleam of hope. I'll be back with our guest, Darlene Anderson, here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. We'll be back.
Every now and then, I believe you ought to just talk to God from your heart.
I have a witness in the house tonight.
Hey, no one else can take your place. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How long to seek your face?
Darlene A. Anderson is the CEO of Utopia Network, Inc., a New York City community-based non-for-profit organization that offers a wide range of services to the community, inclusive of economic enhancement, education, vocational and employment opportunities, youth development, family support services, health and wellness resources, and housing linkage. Utopia Network's programs provide extensive resources to promote positive outcomes and mobility for challenged populations, including low to mid-level income individuals and families residing in New York City. There's so much more that you and I will continue to learn about Darlene as she continues to evolve. And this is what I love about her, that she is constantly evolving. She was here in September, and we talked about her book, Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You Have Already Lost. She spoke to our young people about documentation, how it's important to document. Amen? Today, she's going to tell us how important it is for us to reconnect to our dreams. It is a pleasure to always have my family, my friend, my sister, Darlene A. Anderson here. So let's welcome her back to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Woohoo! Yeah, Darlene, it's so great to have you back, girl.
Good morning. Welcome, Minister Kim. Thank you for having me. Good morning, family. Happy Saturday.
Yes, happy Saturday. Ooh, I love it. How you doing, girl?
I'm fine, enjoying my Saturday, excited. I'm listening to you talk about putting out coats and the cleaners and storage, and yes, spring is here, it's coming in. We've had some chilly days, but you know what? That good weather is coming, it's coming. I'm waiting for my 90-100-degree weather.
I know that's right. I'm like, come on now, I'm ready now. But I'm also ready to hear what you have to say. But before I do that, I just want to thank you for putting together an awesome event on last Saturday, the Make It of Marcus 2, Let Your Brand Shine Through, a conference for entrepreneurs. It was informative. It was motivational. I left it totally full with so many ideas. It's like, the creativity juices were stirring up. I was excited. I met some wonderful people that I've never got to meet before, and I got to connect with Tony Brown. So it was really, it was awesome, the environment, your presentation.
Amen.
Everything. So I just thank you so much for doing what you do in our community.
You're very much welcome. It was, you know, just as much of a pleasure to me as it is to everyone who attended and participated. You know, I was like a kid in a candy store. I really want to thank the awesome presenters and sponsors of the Making of Moguls 2, Let Your Brand Shine Through, because they give up their time. They do it for nothing. And, you know, when you ask people to come out and give their time and their talent, that's big. So I really have to acknowledge Dr. Oliver T. Reed, Tony Coleman Brown, Renee Daniel Flagler, Omega D. McLean, and some awesome sponsors. And your listeners can actually go to my website, Darlene's Utopia, where they can see all of the sponsors of the Making of Moguls as well as the presenters. It was awesome. And even for myself to be, as you can see, host the event and then to present just the same, it was an experience that I'll never forget, and I'm looking forward to the next one for 2016.
Yes, and I will be there too. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward. I got to finally meet you. I finally got to meet Jasmine. God bless her. She is so beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, when I look at Dolly and I look at her daughter, and it's just a mirror image. And she is so creative. When she got up there, oh, my God. Y'all just got to see the pictures. Y'all got to see the footage. You know what? Most importantly, family friends, y'all just got to show up next year. That's why y'all got to continue to follow us and be a part of our linkage. And I'm going to continue to shout out what Darlene is doing. So always follow us on Facebook by going to the Morning Glory IVO Hope. You know, go to our website, which is the www.themorningglory.org. I just want you to know what's going on, because we definitely support you here on the Morning Glory, Darlene.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Kim. Always, always. I enjoy the show. I'm so excited to be back. This is like the third time. So definitely,
yes.
I'm family now. As a good friend of mine, Stephen King of Complete Chocolate Couple, says, you know, you can come in and go in the refrigerator. You don't have to ask permission. You're family
now. That's right. You're definitely family now. You're always welcome to be here. Just say, hey, I'm coming by. And you're like, yes, come on by.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes. So tell us, you know, this is your second conference of Making of a Moguls. What is it? You know, I heard it, but I know that our audience probably like, what is that? What is it? What is it all about? I read your bio, but, you know, it's always good to hear from the CEO, the president, right? You, the one that had the idea, you created it, you're doing an awesome job with it. So tell us a little bit about the history of it.
Yes, with pleasure. So the Making of Moguls is actually a component of Darlene's Utopia. And Darlene's Utopia is my consulting company. We provide consulting services. I do production as well as forums where we're helping individuals elevate to their highest level of potential personally and or professionally. That stated, the Making of Moguls was an entrepreneur. It was a thought initially that I had, and it was a thought that came out of my own experiences or lack thereof, maintaining a personal balance as well as a professional balance as an entrepreneur. And I said it would be something if I can get other entrepreneurs and small business owners in the same space and motivate them, educate them, and give them the tools that they need to maintain successful businesses. Because for myself, and I speak about this in my book, Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears as If You Already Lost, if you're having personal barriers in your life, it's hard to maintain a business as an entrepreneur. And aside from that, even if you're working 9 to 5 for someone else, it's really hard to maintain that 9 to 5 if you're having problems in your life. So there were some, I guess, practical measures that I had to undergo in order for me to be a better entrepreneur. And in doing that, I decided that I would incorporate that as a project within my business and help other people to do the same. So that was the birth of the Making of Moguls. The first one, we focus on the fundamental elements of just a person starting out. So what is it to open up a commercial account? We had Chase Bank come out. We spoke about public speaking. Toastmasters was out. We had lawyers to come out and speak to different levels of business. A lot of people think that when they establish a business, they should automatically go into an LLC or an incorporation, which is actually not true. What you should do is establish yourself as an entity before you move to establishing your business. Because if you're not established, and you go and you establish your business, there are a lot of things, a lot of loopholes that you can fall into. So we speak about that at Moguls, in addition to a lot of other networking and just providing good resources if you want a nonprofit, if you're looking to partner. So that was the first one. The second one, in which you just attended, we spoke to personal branding, which is similar to the first one, but yet a little different. So now we're getting into who you are personally affects how your business will be. Like, what people see is what they get. So that means if you don't have your pitch together, and that can go also back to public speaking, but if you don't have your pitch together, if you don't know what makes you unique, if you don't have good habits of business, that will affect your professional brand, so to speak. So we spoke about personal branding, professional branding, and also social media branding. So once you got all of that in line, how do you now put this on social media so you can then sell your product or your services?
Awesome. And I just want to go back to the first conference that you had, when you talked about, you know, a lot of times we jump in and just concentrate on the business aspect, you know, trying to brand the business. It's all about the business, and you forget about yourself. But why is it so important for you to get yourself in position? Why is that so important? Because that, you know, you said was really like, oh, okay, wake-up call, you know. Why is it so important for the individual, the entrepreneur, to focus on themselves first and not get caught up in the business aspect? You know, I got to get the E&I number, and I got to do this, and I got to do that. Why is that so important?
For me, and I'll use myself as an example, and we actually had Laurel Greenwood from Reliable Taxes out for the second one, but we also spoke about this at the first one, and it's quite simple. If you don't know how to maintain your own money, you're not going to be able to maintain anybody else's money, or you're not going to know what to do with money when it's given to you from your business. So you have to be a good budgeter from the very beginning. You have to understand what it's like to balance your checkbook, what you're putting in, how much you're getting out, what you plan on yielding. It's so much to interest. It's so much to understanding business before you jump right on into it. So those were some of the things that we speak about at the first one, especially as it relates to accounting services and doing your spreadsheets and understanding what's tax deductible and what's not. One of the things that the accountant spoke to was, you know, we go into business and every year we're at a loss, we're at a loss, we're at a loss. How long are you supposed to be at a loss? The IRS gives you 3 to 5 years before you really start making money, and that's what you should look at for yourself. Within a certain period of time, you should be making money, and you should be paying back taxes, because if you're paying back taxes, it means you're bringing in much more than you started out with. So those are just some of the things that we talk about at Moguls as it relates to individuality.
Love it. So we got to get our individuality in check, everyone, all our entrepreneurs out there. Got to clean your house out first before you go out and represent. I don't know where that came from right now, but I'm just being honest. I love y'all. I love y'all. It's true, though.
Amen.
When you were speaking, you know, darling, I thought about, you know, how I go to YouTube and I listen to a lot of preachers. And Juanita Bynes this year, she really blessed me. She talks about it's your time. But when you listen to her message, you're like, that ain't gonna. But it is our time for us to get ourselves in order. And that's exactly what she was saying, the same thing. So you're sending through the grapevine a confirmation. It is time for us to get ourselves in order, because we want to be entrepreneurs. God has given us, you know, gifts and talents, and he's given us resources. But if we don't get ourselves personally individualized together, then we're going to jack up everyone else that comes in our business, right, be connected to our business. And we're not going to be able to really achieve what we need. So I like what you did there. I like, too, what you said about the pitch. So here it is before we go to a commercial. Let's have your pitch.
My pitch?
Yes.
I love it. I love it. Well, generally, if I'm meeting someone for the very first time, I say, you know, good evening, my name is Darlene A. Anderson, and I'm the founder and president of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears as If You've Already Lost, and my company is designed to help you discover your utopian within.
Woohoo! I love it. Oh, I love it. It was so welcoming. Yes, yes. And what I love, too, what you did with underneath Toastmasters, phenomenal. He was able to do that, and he was pitching and showing people. He had the flashcards, and you had the silhouette, either or, and you had some phenomenal people. I was like, wait a minute, was this pre-recorded? Was this pre-set? Because they did absolutely phenomenal. It was just, I had a great time. I really
did. Thank you, Minister Kim. You know, it all was impromptu. And I will say, and I'm sure some of your listeners can relate, no matter how much of a good speaker you think you are, when you do Toastmasters, participate in it, or even attend a couple, you will take notes and it will help you to advance to higher grounds. There is so much I've learned from Toastmasters just by attending and being in the company of great people. It's phenomenal. And all of that was impromptu, none of it. Even with my daughter, it was all impromptu. I was a proud mama back there with her.
Yes. Yes, she's just phenomenal. Oh, my goodness. She has such a heart. We have to get Jasmine on. Young entrepreneur, but her passion for people. She just wants to make people happy. That just moved me. And it was just amazing because she was the last one, and it really moved. You know, everyone was just phenomenal, but to hear a young girl, and then she explained just how you had to be there. I'm just telling you. But you really had to be there just to hear her heart and the passion that she has for mankind. That's what I really got out of it. She has such a passion for mankind, and I know it stems from you. This is why you do what you do in New York, and I'm just so grateful that you deal with populations, lower class, middle class, that some don't even want to ever look at. You know, we toot our nose up when we arrive, but you're going back into communities and helping people leverage up. You're helping people come up and say
Amen.
There's more in you. So I thank you for that. We're going to go to a commercial. When we come back, we're going to have more of Darlene Anderson, the CEO and the founder of Utopia Network. I am so excited. I'm so glad to just say that. Woo! Yes, CEO and founder. So we'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Minister Kim, family and friends.
Last year, me and my two girls moved to a new city, and we didn't know anyone. So my coworker told me about a community of ladies that she belongs to that literally changed her life. She was so happy. I could see it in her eyes. I knew I had to at least check it out. That's when I met some of the most loving and kind women I have ever met. Yes, I am a beauty of I Am Me University. I feel like I'm learning who I am for the first time in my life. Come find out for yourself and get to know us.
Another uplifting show with your host, Minister Kim's family and friends. Today with us, we have Darlene A. Anderson, the CEO of Utopia Network and the author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You Have Already Lost. Today, she's going to discuss with us the importance of reconnecting to your dreams by way of keeping your dreams alive. I'm waiting. I just can't wait till she dives in. So we definitely want you to grab your pen and your notebook and be going to begin to write. Amen. We're going to have a conference right here on the Morning Glory.
She's going
to give us a conference. So how does one reconnect to their dreams after this or that? You know how we have all types of obstacles and all types of distractions that come in our life. How do one stay focused and pinpoint their dream and then make it happen? How do you do that?
You know, Minister Kim, that's a great question, and I thank you. And it all is streamlined, whether it's I want to just acknowledge an awesome board for our nonprofit we've recently established, the Utopia Network, Inc. Thank you so very much. I'm excited. We're doing awesome things thus far, and we haven't even scratched, like, the surface yet. But thank you so very much. Whether we're helping the community in need, the underserved populations, or I'm Darlene A. Anderson, motivational speaker, author, or just out doing life coaching and accountability, it all comes back to goal setting. It comes back to what was your desire in the very beginning, what stopped you from continuing, and how can we put you back on that path? And it goes, again, back to the same thing. Let's sit down and do the groundwork. Let's do the foundation. Let's set the goals, and let's move forward. So, again, I will say goal setting, documenting, defining where you want to be.
Goal setting. When we talk about goal setting, I know you and I both have a similar background, being counselors, so we do a lot of treatment plans, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for someone who, again, who is new to business or even aspired to become an entrepreneur, they have a dream, right? They're busting at the seams. They can't wait, and they have not met you yet, amen? But they are now saying, okay, what do I do? I have this dream. Do I get a board and start pasting things up? Do I write a list? What does it take for one to really tune in to this dream, tune into this energy that has been directed towards this dream and make it happen? Because, you know how we do. We get the stickies. We get the vision boards.
Correct.
You get all of the stuff, and it's all over. You go into someone's house one day, you're like, what is going on? Did they just lose their marbles? Because you got all this paper up, you got all these notebooks, and you open it up, it's not completed. You know, this was something written 3 years ago. Because we hear goal setting. So how do we think of a goal and make it plain, like really get it out?
Your start point. And your start point will vary. It's dependent on the person. So you mentioned vision boards, and I have to say Lucinda Cross is awesome with that.
Yeah.
She is the Mama Activator. I'm sure your listeners are familiar. If you're not in Lucinda's land, you definitely need to check out Lucinda Cross with the vision boards. And I'm really excited because in May I'll be at an event with evangelist Dana Rose out in, yes, you'll be out there as well.
I will be in North Carolina.
We will miss you, but Ms. Dana Rose, Evangelist Dana Rose, is hosting an event upstate, and your callers can actually check my website because it is up there now. I'm really excited about that. Lucinda Cross is the guest speaker, and she'll be speaking to vision boards. So vision boards are dynamic. They are something that you can reference. They help to inspire you over and over again and remind you. They're that visual aid of what you want to be. So those images of houses, cars, trips, you know, you'll look at them every day, and it helps pretty much align you with the task to get to where you want to be. Something happens when you have your vision boards. And vision boards are similar to You writing your goals just the same, journaling. Some people do audios to go back and listen. And what it is, it's a meta process. And I spoke about meta process at the making of moguls. And your meta process is the process before the process, so to speak. And that means if you're going to do this, if you say, all right, I'm going to, and we do meta processes without even realizing that we do. When you are a student in college and you go and you register for your classes, these are the classes, this is the curriculum that you have to take for the next 3 to 5 years, depending on what you're going to be majoring and getting your degree in. These are the classes you have to take to obtain this degree. It is the same process. You're utilizing that curriculum book as your guide to get that degree in the future. Goal setting is just the same. What is it that you want to do? You want to be an entrepreneur? Let's write out a plan, so to speak. As you said, a treatment plan. Plans are universal no matter what the industry, no matter what the specialty. It's a plan no matter. It just looks differently. What is your plan to become an entrepreneur? Keep it very simple. It doesn't necessarily have to be, I'm going to make $5,000, $10,000 in the first year. It can just be, I'm going to work on me. This is what I'm going to do for me within this time frame, and this is what I'm going to do to establish this business thereafter. Mm-hmm. So those are just some of the things, but you have to identify and document what you want to do and use that as a measurement to then go back and say, I did these things, or if it did happen, why didn't it happen, and what should I do to change it. And I did some forms. I don't want to go back because we spoke about this a little bit in the live before, but I will just say again, the formula for it, SMART goals, is universal. Everyone can use SMART goals. And again, that's specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound.
And they also can purchase the book, and they can have all the material.
And they can also purchase the book. The book is at DarleneUtopia.com. We're on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can get it in electronic form, or you can get your paperback copy as well.
Yes, see? I love it. You know, I'm going to promote the book. I'm going to promote the book. One day I'm going to put, maybe I'll put it up tomorrow, my highlights all in the book. Because it's interesting, it's informative, and what I love about it, it is simple. Like, you can't miss it. You ever pick up something and it's, like, so beyond, like, okay, I'm trying to feel it out, but it's so explanatory. It explains very well. You did an awesome job with your book, darling. You just got just blessing. I'm so excited for you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Great. Oh, so
I say all of the time, Minister, that it is transformation at its most simplistic perspective. It's not something where you'll read it and say, OMG, how can I incorporate this into my everyday life? It's too much. Sometimes you can pick up a book and say, all right, I can relate to it. Mm-hmm. I can use it, but it's just not something that I can do right now. There's too much going on in my life. My book actually provides guidance to help you get out of some of those obstacles, some of those barriers, so you can then move forward and do what you enjoy doing. And it's 10 principles. Not every principle everyone will relate to. Some may be able to relate, but there's definitely something in here to help each and every person feel a little bit better and work through some barriers in life.
Right, because the truth be told, we all have dreams. And a lot of times our dreams are not being birthed because life happens. Life shall happen. As long as you are living, life is going to happen. But you do need strategies. You need tools. You need coaches. You need mentors. You need someone to help you through your meta process because that is part of it. You know, here I go. You'll never know what you're capable of accomplishing. Unless you go through something in the midst of it. When you talked about college, you talked about getting to the point where you get to the school and you begin to register. That's a process in itself, right? Because
correct.
Sometimes before you even get there, you might have shared with your friends, who you've been in 4 years
yes.
of schooling with, and guess
yes.
what? They're knocking the school that you want to go to. It might be you coming home and saying, Mom, I really want to go to this college, and they're looking at you saying, we don't have the money. So there's always obstacles, but something within you or somebody was in your ear pushed you, and when you went through those doors, favor was right there because you
Amen.
Got in. Right? You got in. So this is what happens. Life happens. And if you don't have materials, you don't have individuals, you don't have vision boards, yeah, you will get knocked down. And it can happen to any of us.
Correct. Correct. And,
anyway.
You know, it's those challenges that mold us and make us who
mm-hmm.
we are. If we didn't go through those challenges, we wouldn't be stronger. We have to go through things to be better people. Challenges are inevitable. It's inevitable. Failure
mm-hmm.
is optional. That
mm-hmm.
is optional.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love
so
that. That's
definitely.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Well, we're going to go to another break. When we come back, we definitely want to hear more about reconnecting to your dreams by way of keeping your dreams alive. And the first thing that Darlene has informed us is you got to set goals. You got to be a goal setter. You got to set goals from the very beginning. Not only set them and then put them on a bookshelf, but I'm going to add, you need to rekindle that. You need to be opening up that, making sure that you're staying on target. When we come back, I would like for you to go into that. Like, how often do we need to read? You know, go back and back and read it and read it and constantly read it. I know what we do at work, but what should we do when it comes to us and our business? Amen? As
Amen.
Entrepreneurs, we need to go back. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Darlene A. Anderson.
Hey, this is Steve Harvey. You know, some people might say I'm a star, but to me, moms are the real stars. You know, they do so much and they show a lot of love for their kids each and every day. That's why I'm excited to partner with Coca-Cola to kick off this year's Coca-Cola Pay It Forward program, which includes the all-new Coca-Cola Pay It Forward Academy and a $5,000 scholarship for the winners. The Coca-Cola Pay It Forward Academy is an all-expense-paid, 3-day experience designed to encourage high academic achievement for teens and provide school tips for moms as they support their teens' academic goals. To give your teen a chance to win this experience, hosted by Coca-Cola and me in Atlanta this summer, go to coke.com/payitforward.
Drop it like this. Jam. I want you to sing this, Carol, with a lot of emotion. One.
Does he know about how I can't get to sleep at night? Does he know about all this pain and tears I cry? Does he know about the things I, everything under the sun? Does he know all of our secrets we hold so tight? Does he know how hard it is cold sometimes? Does he know my weakness when I feel like I want to choke somebody? Does he know all of my needs beyond my thoughts? Does he know all of my joy that I'm on?
He knows.
Does he know my weakness, the things that make me shake?
Welcome back, and this is your host, Mr. Kim, and with us today is Darlene A. Anderson, the CEO of Utopia Network, Inc. We are really talking some heavy stuff here, reconnecting to your dreams. We talked about goal setting. We talked about the length of time when you need to go back and review those goals. And remember, you can modify. That was the key thing that I got. She said modify. Now, we're going to go into the second part, and I can't wait. Well, not the second, the third part. Now, tell us, Darlene, what else can we add to reconnecting our dreams?
That's a great question. Sometimes it's not about reconnecting with it. It's about initiating it, launching it, so to speak. Oftentimes we say we want to do something. We'll talk a good game. We'll write it all out. We'll do the vision board. We'll have a party. And we never move from point A to point B. We never do anything in between. And I just have to acknowledge my amazing team for my blog radio show, The Power Zone with DU. We have our radio show now, and we air every Wednesday night. And I just had Apostle Lydia Woodley, she's going to kill me, Apostle Lydia, and she's out of Brooklyn, New York, and we were talking about it, and she said something that she holds near and dear to her that she heard before was Joyce Meyer stating, do it in fear. Just do it in fear. Sometimes we're so fearful, even myself, and I speak to this in my book, we're so afraid of the possibility of being great or failure that we never move to action. You have to execute that plan to see if it works. So just move with it. Even if you're afraid, it's just an emotion. Move with the emotion of fear and see what you're capable of doing.
I love it. All right, we're going to hashtag that. We're going to hashtag it. Move it. Move in fear. Move in fear. Keep it moving. We got
keep it moving.
I love it. Oh, we're going to have to share that. Yes. Mm-hmm. So you talked about launching. We all guilty of this, you know, myself included, that we procrastinate and we tend to get stuck. And again, I'll say this over and over again, reiterate, it's so important to have that coach there. It's so important to have an accountability partner. It's so important to have your leader, if you know, in a church, you know, your overseer, your pastor, your spiritual mother, someone that's going to help you say, hey, I got this idea. I need you to be my accountability partner. I need to make it work.
Correct. And understand that your accountability network, your partner, whether it's one person or a group of people, they're not going to always tell you what you want to hear. They're going to tell you what needs to be said. There's a question in my questionnaire that I provide to my prospective clients, and it's funny because I sent out my package, and the person texted me back, and she said, I received your email. OMG, what did I get myself into? Because it's clearly the fun, and I love her. If she's listening, I love you anyway. We're going to do this. It's clearly defined from the beginning that my job is not to pat your back and to sugarcoat things. It's to help you achieve whatever you put down on that paper. So in decency and in order, we will get this done. So believe that the person that you appointed as your accountability coach or team, again, they have your best interest at heart, and it's not going to always be what you want to hear, but it's what you need to hear.
I love it. I love it because one of the things that we have to understand is that we're not there or paying them to just please us. We're there for them to constructively help us get through. You understand what I'm saying? We're not there because a lot of times we want people to pat us on our back and tell us, gee, that's fine, that's fine. But then they go behind our back and talk about, no, you want accountability partner to look you dead in the face and be honest with you because guess what? They want to see your success. Actually, they see you. They see the potential inside of you, and they want it to ignite. They want it to come out.
Correct.
So I commend all you coaches and accountability partners. I thank you so much for the ones that are in my life. I thank God for our board and the awesome people, the team that I have. It's such a blessing. I thank God for my leaders, amen, who support.
Amen.
I'm always running to my leader saying, hey, you know, Pastor, I'm thinking about this. Look and see. Look, he's like, I like it. I like it. And I look at, I not only look what he says, but I watch his body language. All right, my pastor don't know that, but I do. I watch his body language. And
yes.
I'm like, okay, he. Then I'll go back and be like, yes, Minister Cam, okay, all right, I'm just making sure, or I'll, you know, I'll email my first lady, and she's like, I love it, you know, it's beautiful, move forward, and it gives me that strength, like you're saying, moving fear, because sometimes you don't even think it's there, but it's creeping up, you know, that anxiety creeps up, or that fear creeps up, but because they put a word on it, guess what, I got to go forth because
yes.
They're counting on me. And that's why I love
yes.
the accountability part. Yeah, it's awesome. That's awesome. So I love the work that you're doing. You definitely got to continue to be, you know, go in the refrigerator. I'm going to use that too. You're welcome to come in the future. Come. You come in? All right. We're going to make sure. What do you like? We're going to make sure we have the fidelity when she comes to the studio.
give me some yogurt and some walnuts. And some peppermint tea, and we're great.
Oh, okay, we got that right. Tim, you got that right. Water, walnuts, and what?
Peppermint tea and
yogurt. We got it. We got to have the water. I got to have water. Because if you ain't going to get it, you got to make sure Tim has some water. It is
funny story.
I just went
to my doctor, and she's like, how are you doing? I have some great news. She goes, oh, my God, your blood levels are good. Everything is fine. I said, I'm so cranky. All I can do is, like, eat air, like, just eating. But it's a good thing to whom much is given, much is required in my health. And I'll just say that to your listeners because I know that they can relate. When you decide to move forward with your goals, your body, you have to have your health in order.
Yes.
You have to, because the more you push yourself mentally and physically, you know, if your body is not prepared for that, you will have some setbacks. So please be kind to your body, your health. Take care of yourself. Drink plenty of water. Exercise. I'm still getting myself wrapped around the whole health thing as I'm moving in all of my activities. But you have to be better for other people that you want to service in your life. You have to take care of yourself first.
Awesome, and it goes back to individualizing first, right?
Correct.
That's so
correct.
Important.
Amen.
Awesome.
Amen.
Yeah, wonderful. I'm glad you even added that, because that's important, too, when we connect to our dreams. We got to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves. Awesome stuff. Thank you. Before you go, darling, I know you mentioned it just a few minutes ago, but we want to say kudos to you. We are so happy that you're back on air right here on Blog Talk Radio. You air every Wednesday night. Give us the information. You can put it in our fan page. We want to make sure that we get it out there to support you. And I'll have to archive it because, you know, Wednesday night is what? Bible study and prayer. And God has that wish yet. So I definitely will listen to the show when I get home on Wednesday night. But please give us that information again for all of my listeners that might have got up and got them a drink or got them some walnuts or, you know, a yogurt cup. But we want to make sure that you are tuning in on Wednesday night to Darlene's show. What's the name of it, Darlene?
Yes, it's the Power Zone with DU. Again, that's the Power Zone with DU, and we're on Blog Talk Radio / Darlene's Utopia. So you can just put Darlene's Utopia in and log on to our channel, and you can check out all of the archives, the last show. I'm really excited. Darlene's Utopia is up on its eighth year. April is actually our eighth year in business, as well as Not Without a Fight is upon its first year. It debuted last year, April, just the same. So I'm excited about both accomplishments, and I actually speak to that in detail. That was our show that just aired yesterday.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Well, you what, it's 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock? What time is you here?
10 p.m.
10 p.m.
10 p.m.
Okay.
Wednesday nights, yes.
I'm all off, 7, 8 o'clock. I'm thinking about church time. Okay, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right now, for all our late nights, because you can't watch Empire, because Empire season is over. You need to be tuning into something that's going to be your accountability. Amen? I love Empire.
Amen.
You got to tune into something that's going to feed you, what's going to be best for you. And I believe that Darlene definitely has the audience, amen, for you, so it can become your mentor, a place where you can be empowered and you can be inspired, and your dreams can now be flourished. Amen? It don't make sense leaving this earth and you still, you know, leaving with all your jewels. I don't play that. I want all of whatever God created me. I want it all out. I want to leave
empty.
I want to spread it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm leaving empty. I'll be empty. Thank you so much, Darlene. I appreciate you. Family and friends, let's just cheer on Darlene A. Anderson, again, the CEO of Utopia Network, Inc., who has brought us another dose of gleam of hope. She's inspired us to become our seasonal entrepreneurs as we reconnect to our dreams. And the reason why it's a season, because guess what? This is your season. Amen? This is your season. We're not going to be procrastinators, like she said. We're walking in our fear. Amen? We're moving in our fear. We're going to keep moving, and we're going to do what God has called us to be. Thank you so much. When we come back, we're going to have In Your Hood, and we're going to be talking about this upcoming event with our first lady, Dana Rolls, who was actually on this past Monday on Prayer Moms, and she tore it up. She was talking about wisdom. We'll be back.
Awesome.
Yes, she's awesome. We'll be back. With our returning guest, Darlene A. Anderson, the CEO of Utopia Network, Inc., I encourage you to truly archive the show. But now in our next segment, In the Hood, we have some information for you that you must attend. I'm telling you, you must be a part. Darlene mentioned it as she was discussing where she's going to be heading real soon. And if you don't know, Darlene, this is going to be an awesome time for you to meet her. The date is May 16th. Say that with me, May 16th. I need you to be in White Plains, New York. It is with First Lady Dana Rolls. And guess who is going to be the guest speaker? the chief activator herself, Lucinda Cords, who has been seen on Essence. She has been on talk radio shows. She has been on TV, amen, Good Day America, and all these other special things that she's been doing. She even just came back from the Bahamas, so her vision boards are definitely getting out there. And if you've never done a vision board, this is the place to be on May 17, White Plains Road, and you're definitely going to see Darlene E. Anderson. Let her know that you've heard about her here on the Morning Glory International Voice Hope. Not only is Dana having an event in May, she turned around and having something in June. I tell you, we are on fire. Saturday, June 27th, breakthrough, breakthrough. I know you're in need of a breakthrough. What do you need a breakthrough of? I don't know. It could be personal. It could be spiritual. It could be your health. I don't know what it could be, but guess what? Check out all of our events on our page, www.themorningglory.org. And I want you to let each and every one, if you go out to an event, let them know that you heard about their event here on the show. We love you. We appreciate you. We want to make sure that you're getting the information. There's one more thing or two I need to share. As I talked about this young lady earlier, because I know, Darlene, I know you're going to be with me, right? We're going to see Tony Brown Saturday, July 18th. We heading to Elizabeth, New Jersey. We're going to be in New Jersey. It's the Small Business Boot Camp for Women, the world's premier sales and marketing conference. We definitely going to be there. She talked about branding. She talked about how to brand on social media. She blew my mind. So guess what? I can't wait to be around these awesome, dynamic women. So that is our segment in the hood. When we come back, we got It's All About You, because we definitely want to love on you some more. We'll be back.
It's about you. It's all about. It's about you. It's about you. It's all about. It's about you.
Good morning, Minister Kim. And once again, I am so delighted to be here in the Youth Leadership Corner. I look forward to this time every Saturday. Now I have a busy day. I'm sitting on a panelist at a youth empowerment workshop today. But I knew that I had to be here because I'm partnering with the youth here at the Morning Glory to ensure they're successful. So all of my young people out there, I want to say good morning. I trust you had a really positive week. If you did not, that's okay, because I'm here today to talk to you about having a healthy, positive self-esteem. Now, just as your body needs some good nutrients to stay healthy, so does your mind. It needs the right conditions so that you can live a healthy, productive life. And we're going to talk about that more today. We did talk about it last week, about a positive self-image. And today, as I promised, I'm going to define it for you. And then I'm going to talk about taking some steps to a much more positive lifestyle. It's called Positive Steps to Well-Being. Did you know that how you feel about yourself can affect your immune system, which in turn affects your physical health? Let me ask you this question. Does any of these phrases sound familiar? I'm too tall. I'm too short. I'm too skinny. If only I were shorter, taller, had curly hair, straight hair, a smaller nose, longer legs, I'll be happy. As a teen, you're going through lots of changes in your body and in your life. And as things change, so does your image of yourself. It's not always easy, but I'm here today to help you understand that you can still have a positive image of yourself and have high self-esteem. Now, to define self-esteem, it's all about how much you feel you are worth, simply put, and how much you feel other people value you. Self-esteem is important because feeling good about yourself can affect your mental and physical health and how you behave. People with high self-esteem know themselves well. They're realistic and find friends like them and surround themselves with other positive people. But people with low self-esteem tend to attract other people who don't feel positive about themselves, and that's just not a healthy environment. It's important that you stay healthy. It is important that you're sending the right messages to your brain through your thoughts and the things you say about yourself, because your brain will feel exactly the way you tell it. If you send messages to your brain, negative thoughts about yourself like I'm useless, your brain in turn will generate that feeling. Your body will follow suit. And that's when you start to feel sick. You know, sometimes you get up in the morning and say, I don't know, I just don't feel well. And mom or dad will ask you, well, what's the matter? I don't know. Usually that means you're feeling depressed because you told yourself that I'm useless. But we know that's not true. God has not made any of us useless. We are all here for a purpose. Therefore, it is our responsibility, young and old, to speak life into ourselves. Make sure we're saying and doing everything we can to help us remain healthy, to remain happy, so that we can ultimately reach our goals. So when you get up every morning, it's important that you're sending positive thoughts to your brain. Thoughts like, I'm so lovable, and I'm capable, I'm happy, and I'm joyous. And continue to tell yourself that even when you don't feel that way. So let's move on and talk about positive steps to well-being, or positive steps to a healthy self-esteem and a healthy positive self-image. The first step is be kind to yourself. Our culture, our religion, our upbringing, our education, our life experiences, all of those things make us who we are. So it's important that you're kind to yourself. Encourage yourself rather than criticize yourself. Treat yourself the way you treat a friend in the same situation. So let's stop for a second. Think about your best friend. How did that person become your best friend? What do you like about that person? Usually you have a best friend because there are things about them that you like. They make you happy. You can tell them your secrets. They're there when you're feeling down. Usually your best friend generates in you positive thoughts. And for the most part, you try to treat your best friend so well. You try to do great things for them, nice things for them. You try to protect them. You're there to support them. And you like to listen to them as well and provide them some encouragement. Well, you should treat yourself as if you are your best friend, because there's no one closer to you than you. So it's so important. Be kind to yourself. Exercise regularly. Being active helps lift our mood. It reduces stress and anxiety and improves physical health. And it just gives us more energy. I know when I've had a long day at work or school, for those of you who are younger and not working yet, you can come home and you feel so tired that it can make you a little moody. Not because something is wrong, but because you have no energy. And so what I will do sometimes with my children is we'll play the Wii game. Bowling, golf, baseball, and it's like a pick-me-up. It makes me feel good in the moment and for the moment. We start laughing, and we just have a really, really great time. Or playing basketball, doing some sort of activity on a daily basis or at least 3 times a week will help you have a more positive self-esteem. Also, taking up a hobby or learning some new skill. Now, most of you young people are in this high-tech generation, and you can get the iPhone or some sort of tablet or some sort of video game, and you can figure it out in 5 minutes, when it'll take me maybe 5 years to figure it out. I have a couple of more for you before we close out today. Eat healthy. Make sure you eat your breakfast. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. It gives you that energy, and it gives you the that you need to get going in your day. I know when I don't eat breakfast, I'm dragging out the whole day. But when I take time out to eat, whether it's cereal or eggs or toast, something, I usually feel so much better and more energized and ready for my day. Make sure you eat fruit, lots of fruit, drink lots of water, and find vegetables that you like. And it's not that hard, trust me. Nowadays, most of you like smoothies. Well, make a smoothie. Put some honey in it. But make sure you're eating healthy. The next one is relax. Make time for yourself. Allow yourself to chill out and relax. Find something that you like, that suits you. Different things work for different people. So take a deep breath. Imagine a balloon ride. Imagine you're floating in space. Something. Just use your imagination, but use it to relax. Think about things you enjoy. That usually relaxes me. I like to think about taking a long drive across country, floating off in space, or walking on a cloud. Things are just fun stuff. And it always relaxes me. Try it. You'll like it. I challenge you this week to do something that will increase your confidence by learning something new. Find something of interest that may have something to do with what you want to do in the future. You can ask your parents, maybe a neighbor, a teacher, or someone in your church who does something that you want to do. Maybe they're involved in computer science. So you can go and ask them, teach me how to design websites. It really isn't that hard. And even if it is a challenge in the beginning, you will find out if you begin to practice and to learn, it builds your confidence. It's like learning a new language. I know we have to pick up a language in high school, middle school, as part of our requirements, but my goddaughter, she decided to learn Japanese just by watching cartoons. And interestingly enough, she went on to go to college and to study international studies, which then opened the door for her to go someplace she had always dreamed about. That is Japan. And when she went there, she was so confident because she could speak the language, because she challenged herself to learn a new skill. So I challenge you to do that as well. So as we end this session for today, I want to leave you with this. Having a healthy self-esteem will give you that never quit attitude, because you will develop within yourself an unshakable confidence and in your ability to not only achieve but also overcome any obstacle in life that comes your way. And that is the key to your future success and achieving your goals, not only today, but for your entire life. This is Sasha E. Lindsay at the Leadership Corner. I would like for you to reach out to me and tell me about some of the topics you would like for me to share. Visit me at www.changingdestinationsjte.org. You have a wonderful day. I'll see you next week.
Let the kings worship the Lord. Let me hear your words of worship. Let me hear your words of worship. Come on, y'all, talk to him. Come.
You come from
the Lord, your
King.
It's an aristocratic. Listen, the goal of the enemy.
The goal of the enemy.
To keep you from knowing who you are.
Don't know who you are.
But I came to tell you that there's power,
there's power
when you speak.
You speak.
So be mindful of the words you release. See,
I know
that life has challenged you, but the King in me came to speak to the King in you. You were born to rule, and I came to tell you. Let the kings worship him today. Let the kings worship him. Come on, y'all, let's say it one more time.
You come from royalty.
You come from royalty. It's an aristocratic dynasty. The number one goal of the enemy.
Hey there. Welcome back to this doer segment of Money Authentically with Ray Jenkins. Oh, I said that hesitantly because the last time we talked, I may have left you thinking, like, this girl is so heavenly minded, she's no earthly good. Well, I'm back to prove to you that that thought is absolutely wrong. I am very much earthly good, even though I am heavenly minded. Oh, yeah. And so in our last segment, we were talking about your source of income. And just to recap, we said that what we tend to do is rely on ourselves and our ability, rely on our jobs and businesses as our source of income, as sources of income. So a different perspective, definitely a different perspective, one that's not common, true nonetheless, is that our businesses, our jobs, and even our abilities, they are not sources of income. They're resources for income. Then we went on to say that God, who is, you know, our provider and our supplier, is our source of income. So, he's our source. Our income comes from him. It comes from him providing. He provides you with the ability. He provides you with the job or the business idea or the business clients or whatever. You know, he provides. So he is your source. Why is that important? Because I did say that we cooperate with him, right? I did say that we participate. We do participate in our rescue. Absolutely. You know, I'm not into that, you know, deep mystical stuff. No, we absolutely participate. But it's our cooperating. It's our cooperating. Like, he needs us to cooperate with him to bring all these things to pass, you know, to get our income flowing, happening, consistent, you know, all those kind of things. He needs us. And so when we look at ourselves and we're only relying on our ability and or our business, then we kind of forget that it all comes from him. And it's so easy to forget that. That's why the Bible tells us, you know, don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, what you're going to drink. You know, the world, they worry about those kind of things. This is why. Because God knows that we will quickly forget. Now, we mentally assent to the fact that God is our provider, but how much do we really practice that, especially when things get rough? We may go to pray and ask God for help, but truthfully, if we can be truthful, we're not necessarily relying on him. Just because we prayed to him and we asked him doesn't mean that we relied on him. I know I'm stepping on some toes, but I think I said in one of my earlier segments that, you know, I'm not necessarily here to be friendly. I am friendly, you know, but I'm not necessarily here to be a friend. I'm here to be a deliverer. I'm here to bring you God's truth so that you can begin to apply these things to your life. And how we think about money, how we see money, is how we relate to money. And so if we are only looking at our abilities, and we're only looking at our jobs and our businesses, then when we go to God and we pray, we're not really expecting him to be the source. We're really looking more to our ability and, you know, and our resources, because that's exactly what they are. We're looking to resources opposed to looking to our source. Okay, so let me back that up by going into today's segment. I want to talk about how, you know, with this whole money vision thing comes into place, that the funding of the vision, God funds the vision. Yeah. Well, how do I know that? Because the Bible tells us he's our provider. And I am clear, whether you are or not, that money is a resource. I am a resource. You are a resource. Our businesses, our jobs, they're all resources. And God uses his resources as funnels to flow through to get to us. So I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but let me start my first point by saying, rely on God. For funding the vision, number one, you've got to rely on God. So I just said that most times that, you know, we're not really relying on him, even though we prayed. Well, how do you rely on God, Ray? It really comes down to relationship. Relationship. Relying on God has everything to do with your ability to put it in his hands and trust that his word is true. Trust that his promise to you is true. His promise of what? To provide for you. God is responsible for you. And if you rely on that, rely on his word, rely on his promise, rely on him, then funding for the vision becomes your reality. So to rely on him, you know, beyond relying on him, we've also got to cooperate with him. So as I've said, you know, we are resources. Our jobs, our businesses are resources. And so, yes, because God is our provider, he can and he will flow through our jobs. He'll flow through our businesses. He'll flow. He'll use our abilities. Yes. He'll use those things, but we can't limit it to that. We can't put God in that type of box, because if you're asking God to help you, if you're asking him for the income, then you don't get to dictate to him where it comes from. So if you are trying to dictate to him where it comes from, then that puts you back to relying on you and your ability, relying on your job and your business, and not relying on him. So, yes, you've got to cooperate with him. Again, you know, he'll flow through resources. He flows resources to us. So if he decides that he doesn't want to get the income to you through the job, it doesn't mean, or the business, it doesn't mean that you won't get the income. It just means he's not using that resource. Or if he doesn't want to get the income to you through your own effort, your ability, it doesn't mean because you didn't go out and make the money that you won't get the money. You can't have the money. And, you know, it takes me to my final point, which is to do all these things, to rely on God and to cooperate with God, we've got to trust God. And a lot of us say we trust God. But, you know, when the trying of your faith comes, what you really trust, or who you really trust, comes out. It comes to light. And, you know, I remember in 2012, well, as I was going through a financial tsunami, yes, a tsunami, I said to God, I don't trust you. I had to be honest about that. And he took me on this really cool journey to begin to help me to appreciate love, his love for me, his relationship with me.
God bless you. This is Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle, so many pieces, not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Bedford Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We'd love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
Never, never, never leave a show without giving you an opportunity to get to know Christ. This is the opportunity that we take serious here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. So one of the things that I say is salvation is definitely free, but Jesus paid the price. He paid the price for you and I. We were born sinners, but guess what? We were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that you are a sinner and that Jesus died and rose for your life, for your future, then guess what? You are saved. It's a confession. But once you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you to join a Bible teaching church. You can always visit us at Kingdom Life Temple, 3030 Jerome Avenue, right there in the corner of Bethel Park. Our worship service starts at 9:30, but I encourage you to get there for prayer at 8:30 in the morning. Our awesome leaders, Pastor Thomas S. Cooper and First Lady Annette Cooper, will welcome you to the family. But you need a church home. You need a covenant. You need to learn about God and learn about his word. So I congratulate you for being a part of this awesome kingdom. This road is not easy, but keep moving, keep believing, and keep studying your word. Again, I want to thank Darlene for being with us today. She's awesome. You know, I said it earlier, she's an awesome guest. She's an awesome interviewer. She's just pleasant. And I'm saying behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, you get what you get. Amen. She ain't changing for nobody. I try to take her outfit. She had a beautiful dress on. Just check out her website. Go to her website. She gave it to you before, but I'm going to give it to you again because I know how we do. We walk away and we forget to write stuff down. But go to www.darleneutopia.com and you can get all of her resource information. You can also book her, right, for speaking engagements. You can sign up and be a part of her accountability. You know, you never know. I don't know what you need, but you know what? Whatever you need, trust and believe that she will definitely have it. Her network has full of resources, so many resources. Just go to her website. I ain't lying. I'm telling the truth. I love her. I appreciate her. And don't forget, all of these events that are coming up that you'll get an opportunity to see Dolly in person. I love you and enjoy this sunny, sunny day. We'll be back on next week. God bless you all.
1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.